You know, this proposal of John Kerry is, we consider it as something beyond the city or something else. It's a proposal. It is, we have no commitment towards this proposal. We are committed to CPA. CPA mentioned that that demarcation of borders should be done by the two partners and also the people of ADA, as well as the Denka and Gokka tribe, and also mentioned a lot of arrangements to be made by the two partners before referendum, and also to prepare for the post-arrangements of referendum. This is CPA, and we are not actually the people to be encouraged by incentives, because we don't think that we are deserving incentives, because this is an obligation of CPA, and we are committed to the obligation, and the obligation of NCP doesn't want any incentive to be from any country, whether United States or Britain or any of African countries or Arab countries. We consider such proposal is trying to bypass what's mentioned in the CTA, because we will not agree upon that ABA to be a part of the South, because this will be against the CTA. Because CPA mentioned clearly that there should be a referendum for ABA, and this referendum of ABA to be done by the people of ABA and by the Denka and Gok, those should be entitled to vote for this self-referendum of ABA, whether ABA will be a part of the North or the South in case of special of the South. And I don't think that United States, Even now or before, they don't have a right also to impose sanctions against our country and our people, because we have we need nothing against the United States to do so. And also, I don't think that United States, John Kerry or any envoy coming from the United States of America has a right to represent one of the parties in the CPA, because CPA mentioned clearly that the two partners should agree upon all arrangements and all implementation of items and provisions of CPA. That is why we are surprised that such involvement and such proposals will make a lot of disturbances for the implementation, because the implementation is not difficult so as to jump over it and to present or to show another proposal that will make a lot of vexation and will turn the matter, instead of speaking upon and stressing upon the implementation of CPA, to look for implementation of other proposals. This is actually the views and the opinion of National Congress Party regarding this proposal of John Kerry.
So, Dr. Obaed, are you saying that the NCP totally reject the proposal?
You know, the proposal is not a subject for rejection or acceptance, because it is something else. And it is not a subject to be discussed, actually, because I think that what we are stressing upon the implementation of CPA. You know, a lot of proposals submitted, there was a proposal by Egypt, there was a proposal by John Kerry, and if we want to count the proposals, we can say that more than 10 or 20 proposals. These proposals, we are not actually taking into consideration such proposals. Now, what we are looking to do and what we are concentrating upon is to implement CPA, implementation of CPA, because implementation of CPA is not difficult, and it is not something impossible. Why, if the CPA is not impossible to be implemented, why we look into other proposals and how, you know, to leave the original so as to look into another proposal of Egypt and of John Kerry and of African Union and of someone, BT, and, you know, this is actually will make a lot of confusion. If we leave CPA and try to accept or reject our proposal. And this will waste our time, really.
You said that the NCP will not accept any proposal that says that Abia is part of the South. Why do you say that?
You know, actually, the CPA clearly mentioned that the people who are entitled to vote, in the upcoming referendum for the self-determination of Abia are two types. Either Zenkangok or Zenkangok and the residents of Abia. This is very easy. It doesn't need any proposal or any interpretation. It is not something material so as to try to solve it by proposal. It is very clear to say they can go who are residing in Abia, they are entitled to vote in the referendum. And also the residents of Abia for hundreds of years or maybe more than 5 or 6 decades, They were living with Zenkangok. This is very easy. And I think that if we want to do something which is different than this, we will find ourselves the problem will go to a dark route and the proposal will come over another proposal. Because that we left the right path and tried to solve the problem by different proposals coming from different places. That is why I think that the only solution that we should, NCT and SPLM, should stick and adhere and be committed to the provisions of CPA regarding the ABA problem and regarding the interpretation of this provision that clearly mentioning who is entitled to vote in the upcoming referendum of Abia self-determination.
When the people in Abia vote and they want to be part of the South, will the NCP accept that result?
You know, actually, NCP already declared in the South, which is very clear, that the residents of Abia, whether they are Delta, the Seria, or from any other tribe, they have a right to vote. When they vote, and the result coming, the result comes in favor of secession, the NCP will accept that. If the result comes in favor of unity, also the NCP will respect that result. And now, actually, NCP has no objection completely to implement what mentioned in CPA, and has no objection to carry out the upcoming referendum of the Abia area, and also has no objection for the result which will come as a result of the referendum after doing all the post-arrangements for the post-referendum which mentioned in CPA. And the 2 points which are outstanding now, who will vote, and this is already solved in CPA, and the other problem is the demarcation of borders between South and North, so that when the VA people opt for secession, this will be very clear that what will be the border of the South, this new country which will come, and this new country will take VA if VA people opt for secession. This is the 2 points. The voting, this is mentioned in the CPA, and it is the right of the residents of Abia, regardless of their tribe. And also, we should also work very hard to make the demarcation of borders so that it will be very clear in case of secession that this is the border, so that we know the borders of the new country and the border of the North. And this will close all the gaps and solve the problem, and also stop any coming conflict between borders between North and South. And I think that if the referendum carried or conducted without doing such steps, this will be actually a new step for eruption of war and for eruption of another conflict, which we will not know what will be for how long it will continue.